Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
The number of people treated for problem alcohol use jumped significantly as well, by 8% last year, according to new figures today from the Health Research Board. Among those treated, the average age at which they first began drinking was 16. Almost half of cases were unemployed, according to the figures. Let's get a political reaction and viewpoint now from Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould. Thomas, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me on.
What is your general reaction to what you're seeing here?
Yeah, well, listen, on one side, we can say that this is a positive, that more people are realising they have a problem with alcohol use and are presenting for treatment. But when you look at the figures of 7,421 people who have presented, yeah, it shows that we have a major problem, and yeah, the government is really failing to deliver supports and treatments for these people. Like, what we really need in the budget coming up now in October is the government to finally take this serious and fund support for addiction and for support for people in recovery. So we need a suite of measures, and it needs to be backed up
yeah.
with resources.
So before we talk about the resources and the suite of measures, can I ask you if the statistics today surprise you in any way? The average cases where they first started drinking was 16 years of age. The average age for those in treatment was 47. Almost half of the cases were unemployed, as I say. One in 13 cases was recorded as homeless. I mean, does that any of that surprise you, Thomas?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. I hold a lot of meetings there with different groups who are working on the ground, and this is what they've been telling us. And what we've seen is with drug and alcohol forums and other groups that work, that are on the front line, they've been flagging this for some time. They've been looking for help, they've been looking for support, and it's just... It shows the major problem we have with people who have a problem with alcohol use. And there are people looking for help. There are people presenting. There are people in recovery. And this report from the HRB today, the data shows that. And like 8% is a huge increase in problem alcohol use.
But the prevalence of it is shocking. Because I'm sure there are people listening to this programme holding down jobs, really responsible jobs, that are problem drinkers, because there have to be, Thomas. Almost 6 in 10 cases, the research is telling us, consumed alcohol daily. And Susie Lyons was telling us on this station earlier that women seeking treatment for problem alcohol use are typically consuming 15 standard drinks every day. And they're showing a preference for spirits. And the figure for men is 20 standard drinks a day. But they prefer beer. I mean, that is an incredible amount of drinking, isn't it? Now, you say supports have to be put in place. What supports would you put in place if you were in power?
Well, what we would do is, the first thing we would do is we would fund the drug and alcohol task forces. Like, alcohol was added to the drug task forces, but the resources were never put in. And I recently met with them in Dublin, where they brought forward a pre-budget submission, and they're looking for at least a return to 2012 funding. Like, here we are now, 2023, and we have the cutbacks from the austerity years are still in place. So we need to fund the drug and alcohol
task forces. The government have been pointing to 10 million extra that they've given to drug and alcohol task forces recently, and they say they're committed to increasing funding as well. They would also say that the task forces are looking for an increase in core funding of 3 million euro. Is that something that Sinn Féin would commit to if you're in power?
We would commit to that 3 million, and we would actually go a lot further. We have a pre-budget submission that we put in last year, and in our budget, we would allocate an additional 44.5 million to addiction services, both for drugs, alcohol, and right across the board in all the addictions, and for recovery. Like, we have a scheme at the moment that we think it would be a very important pilot scheme, the alcohol-related brain injury scheme. Mm-hmm. Now, that sees a 75% of some recovery for people who get involved with that. And we would also see support for community action on alcohol, who do tremendous work. So there are groups out there who are on the ground with very little resources.
No, I understand that. Let me get this straight, though. Let me get this straight, because this is that figure you gave me is startling. There are about 24 drug and alcohol task forces around the country, and they're asking today for an increase in core funding of €3 million. And I'll speak with the Minister, Hildegard Nocton, a little bit later about that. Are you saying that not alone would you give them the €3 million, but you would give them an increase of €44 million? That seems off the charts now.
Well, you see, what we're looking at is to come at the addiction service and recovery right across the board in relation to alcohol, drugs, gambling, eating disorders. We also have the whole issue in relation to dual diagnosis, people with mental health being turned away when they present with addiction problems, and vice versa, people with addiction problems being turned away because they have mental health. We have to be serious. If we're going to be serious about people in addiction...
And where would you take the funding from then?
Because we're awash with money at the moment.
Where is the money coming from, this €44 million?
From the budget, from the surplus that we're running at the moment, from the €1 billion that we were just talking earlier that the government couldn't spend in housing.
From corporation tax, you mean? Is that what you mean?
No. We're running a surplus at the moment of billions of euros. Surely.
That's based on corporation tax, though, which mightn't be there next year. So if it's not there next year, what happens then?
But it will be next year, because it's actually been forecasted to be there for the next number of years. But I put it this way, either we're serious about tackling alcohol and people who are have problem with alcohol use, or we're not. And you just gave the figures yourself.
Okay.
We have no designated treatment for women, and we know that women tend to drink more spirits than beer, like men. Like, we have no schemes and no treatments in place. Like, there are people out there that are crying out for help.
Okay. Well, look, it's not true that there are no treatment, but you're saying there aren't enough and that the resources are deficient. Look, Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould, thank you very much indeed for that. Let me know what you think of what Thomas is saying, or if you are a problem drinker and you do need help, let me know what you face. 51551.